In part 14 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, the Average Network again crawls deep beneath the streets of Washington, D.C. to Count Richard Cheney's Batcave as America prepares to liberate Liberia. We join Count Cheney and his evil assistant Rumsfeld as they prepare to welcome the President.
Master! Master! Our new security cameras have seen POTUS entering the Undertaker's office upstairs. Excellent, Rumsfeld. Right on time. I think you might as well bring out the head.
I think he's washing his hair, Master, but I'll check. I exist only to serve you, Master.
I am well aware of that, Rumsfeld. Fetch the head, dear boy.
Yes, Master.
Dick? Dick, Count Cheney.
I'm right here, Mr. President.
Oh, man, you know that always makes me a little queasy.
My species enjoys resting that way. It's a break from the native soil thing.
Well, hanging by your feet makes you look more like a bat. If that bastard Trudeau ever finds out, it'll be in Doonesbury forever.
Judge, it hardly matters what liberals think. We control the spin cycle.
I got one of them.
Yes, and it sits in your toy chest with your axle of evil gathering dust. Ah, Donald.
I'd have been back sooner, but I paused to hunt for Saddam. We're here, Master.
Put me down, Donald.
Yes, Dr. Kissinger.
I apologize for the curlers. I was washing my hair.
I'm sure it will look lovely. Are you using tinted highlights?
Not this time. I'm having an online chat with Cher on fashion tips. Is Tommy Franks coming?
Why we gotta have him here? Why don't you get Abba Zabba?
Franks is more powerful than General Abba Zed. He's going to be our main lobbyist for the weapons industry.
Yeah, well, I don't think he likes me.
Nonsense, George. Everyone loves you, don't they, Henry?
Yeah, sure. Our latest poll shows you're almost as popular as Soup.
Hey, neat. Hey, I like Soup.
Master and Mother Master, General Franks is here.
He hasn't seen Saddam either.
Tommy, good to see you again.
Hello, Dr. Kissinger. Count Cheney. Oh, hello, Mr. Draft Dodge. Excuse me, Mr. President.
You did a lovely job on your farewell speech.
You two ought to pay me more, having to say all that garbage about Junior here.
Hi, General.
Go back to your comic book, dear boy. Why, Tommy, my writers created it just for you.
Horse patoot, you created it for this boob. Strong leadership, moral courage, hogwash. Boy, are you clowns going to pay for new weapon systems.
Don't worry, we plan to. Now, Africa, Mr. President.
Am I going to have to go to Liberia?
It's called Liberia, George.
Sure, that's what I said. Liberty.
Reasonably close, Mr. President.
Yeah, but do I got to go there? It looks pretty funky.
No, sir. You're going to South Africa. We've even scripted your ad-libs. No more little gaffes.
Hey, this here Nelson Mandela guy, is he related to Larry Mandela on Leave It to Beaver?
And you guys want to send this to Africa?
Well, we have to send it somewhere. Read your comic book, George.
Says here ancient Egypt.
Don't worry. He'll stick to script. Those State Department comics were a real boon. And he'll be with Laura. She can read.
They got barbecue.
And like George, she can be unimaginative in more than one language. What good weapons systems have you got for us?
Oh, you'll like these, Henry's head.
Dr. Kissinger will do.
Sorry, Doctor. Here's a great one. We call it the Golgotha Combat Vehicle. It's over 5 city blocks long, contains at least one of every known weapon from slingshots to tactical battlefield nukes. It's powered by a small nuclear engine, so it doesn't use any oil.
That's too bad.
At that size, it would use rather a lot.
Well, the alternate version needs a 72-ton diesel engine, so it emits lots of pollution, too.
Ah, that's better.
And, well, the nuclear version has some apparently unstoppable leaks.
Merely point in its favor.
The nuclear version's really expensive, too. They'll cost about $3 billion per. The diesel only costs about $1.4 billion.
What's our profit margin?
It's about the same on both, about 15%. But we'd order more diesel, so we'd even out. We got a new stealth bomber, too. Well, I guess stealth is a little much. It's got a 1,000-foot wingspan. The Corps engineers will be able to stay in business just building air strips for it. We're going to call it the B-3 Monstroso. Weighs about 200,000 tons. Needs the biggest engines ever built. Everything smart. Smart bombs, smart engines, smart tires, smart coffee maker. If it crashes, it crashes smart. Minimize damage to itself. Cost billions. Lots of profit potential.
How is our genetically engineered soldier project going?
Well, you know that first one, Jason Mark 1? Well, we got him about as buff as science says is possible, but he just wanted to surf and flex in front of girls. So we shot him. We got the Tad and the Ricky models almost ready for tests.
What about the Akisha model?
Well, she keeps killing the male test subjects, so we aren't sure yet.
Sounds like my kind of girl.
Well done. Yeah, I'm afraid you might be right. Oh, boy. We're hiding the cost overruns in weapons storage.
Good. Excellent. Your master plan is falling neatly into place, Henry. Soon the world shall be ours.
I still don't get why we're doing all this.
God tells us to.
Huh. That's a good one. Can I use it?
Knock yourself out. It's the perfect excuse for almost any occasion.
Am I going to Libertaria?
You asked that already. No, there's no security there. Everybody has guns, even children.
Sort of like Dallas?
In a way. Maybe sending him there isn't such a bad idea.
He'd either come back bleeding or a bleeding heart.
I'd rather you not discuss food, General Franks.
Oh, sorry, Count Cheney.
It's almost our feeding time, Master.
That's my cue. George.
Yes, sir?
Stay on script while you're in Africa. They've still got a few resources we can get. And they're a potential market, so don't insult them too badly.
What about that Nelson McBuffalo or whatever his name is? He's been talking bad about me.
Actually, he's been startlingly accurate. Fortunately, he's a liberal, and no one's listening to liberals just now. If he gets too noisy, we'll make him fringe.
Good one, Dick. Well, I don't get it.
You don't need to. Mandela's an old man with ideals.
How touching. An idealist.
Go figure.
The only people who pay attention to idealists are other idealists.
Well, we have all the money and power. I suppose it's only fair that we let them keep something.
And ideals are so cute.
You had some once, didn't you, Rumsfeld?
You cured me, Master.
Tommy, get on those weapons projects. Donald returned me to my box. Cher was telling me about her 10-day marriage to Greg Allman.
Henry, I know you like to know everything, but that's more than I'd ever want to hear.
I'm well over 70, Tommy. I live in a hat box until my new body is ready. I have to get my jollies, however.
Come, Doctor.
Well, would anyone care for a snack while I dress for dinner?
Thanks anyway, Dick. Sad of you in that rubber suit. Always sets me to giggling. See ya. So long, Mr. President.
Well, I gotta go too, Dick. Got to set up my VCR for I Dream a Genie while I'm in Africa. I got me one of them helmets and suits.
Have fun, Mr. President.
Okay. Maybe shoot me some lizards. I like shooting lizards.
Don't shoot anything, George.
Oh, okay.
Master, Tommy is right. You do look funny in that rubber suit.
Well, I can assure you, Donald, my old cleaning bills weren't funny. Blood is very difficult to get out of most fabric.
The Average Network has presented number 14 in The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and The Average Network. No expense was incurred during the breeding of our cracked team of celebrity impersonators. For the best in celebrity impersonations, call Uncle Bob's Celebrity Breeding Program in your area. Selected Average Network productions are available as free downloadable MP3s at radioforall.net/ainfosproject. Keywords, satire, humor, Bush, Uncle Bob, and Average Network. There is even space for your comments. This is Pablo T. Flies reminding you that the Average Network is a feature of, but not necessarily a part of, Uncle Bob's Electronic Digital Playland. Stay tuned!